welcome to EchoCast. I'm renaming this podcast to EchoCast for all the echo. It's echoing. Do you get my joke?
Fucking wow. Should we start it again? Do you want to go again?
That's a Rick and Morty level joke, that is. That's what they do on one of their stupid fucking improv bits on Rick and Morty. They'd say
except
that shit.
Except people would find it funny because it's Rick and Morty.
Yeah, and they'd be like, you actually have to have a very high IQ to understand the nuance of his comedy when he says, I'm going to call it the echo cast, because I don't think you understand that his voice is rather echoey because he is in the new house.
All right.
And, it's very satisfying to do that job. To do that voice. I like that one. Yeah, I'm in a new house. This room's very echoey at the minute. As I was just explaining to Judd, it's because it's a laminate floor, completely plain walls. There's two massive windows, which are obviously glass, that reflects sound as well. And there's just, like, nothing in the room. There's me and my desk set up. And that's it. So it's quite echoey. I understand. It's probably... It won't be that distracting. It can't be that bad sound. It was even worse, believe it or not, because I've now got two big rugs down. I want to put more rugs down, and I'm going to do a lot of sound treating. But it was actually worse than this. But now, you know, I've kind of sorted it out. Yeah. But it's a historical podcast, Judd. First podcast from new house. And Judd didn't even want to come. He didn't even want to come round. He's close to him, but he didn't even want to. What a cunt, am I right, folks? If you want to complain about that, tweet at TweetsBadly saying, Judd, you're a cunt.
You know, I don't really care about my brother that much. I don't even, like, care about him as a person. I don't think I'm going to go. That's what I thought to myself.
Yeah, I think that's pretty true. Well, you're coming around next week, aren't you, Judd? So the next podcast will have a bit of an extravaganza.
It was a few things. I've been kept back late at work today, and I was doing a lot of hard, busy work. I was walking up 12 flights of stairs over and over, just fucking carrying these, like, parts of plasterboard that I think weighed about 24 kilos, so that was good. And also I'm having to retake my CSCS test thing to basically have my CSCS card to be a labourer worker on site, because it's expired, and it's like tomorrow, my test is tomorrow, so I'm also revising. So it's one of those tests, though, where it's like, you know, if somebody's got a hammer and they're just hammering away at something, should you stick your head under the hammer as they're hammering? It's questions like that. So it's like,
I understand.
You know.
Well, it's fine because it works out a little bit better. You're coming around next week anyway because we've got like some time off after the day. It works out better. It means we can have a bit of an extravaganza. We can show you around the house. There's actually a really nice delivery burger place near here.
Ooh.
That you will like a lot. It's a lot like, do you remember when we tried Cali Cruz Burgers?
I was just going to say, is it Cali Cruz Burgers? But
it's not that, because that's in Barnsley Town Centre, and I've actually moved further away from Barnsley Town Centre. The place where people could have figured out where I lived, if they'd have tried hard enough before, I'm gone. I don't live there anymore. Don't even try it. I'm going to be a bit more secretive with this place, okay? Because I realised we were a little bit lax with that shit before. And
I can't see anybody wanting to get us, to find us.
I don't know, dude. Anyone who wants to listen to this podcast is fucking weird. I mean, I can imagine them flying all
that's
the way from
fair,
Seattle.
Actually.
So, anyway, new house breakdown, okay? I moved in, as of recording this, I moved in, how many days ago? 1, 2, 3, 4. Nearly 5 days ago, so it's nearly a week. It'll be a week in 2 days. That we got our keys. I spent my first night here on a Saturday night. One of the first things we moved in here was my mattress from my parents' house. So, no turning back for me. I have to sleep here. I can't even sleep at home for a little bit if I want at my mum's house because, my bed's here. I can't do that. So, when we got here, we got the keys, we picked them up, we came in and just kind of cleaned up first. The house is a little bit of a mess because there's been no one living in it ever since we kind of knew that we were going to be the ones getting it. So yeah. The garden's really like overgrown. So we need to do something about that. It wasn't that mucky. It was all right. There weren't like anything wrong with the house either. So there's not any repairs that we needed to do straight away. And thank fucking God, because it's a stress anyway. Just like the normal stuff you have to sort out, like how you sort out bills. You have to do electricity, gas, water, internet, council tax, fucking buildings insurance, mortgage. Yeah. You know, there's all sorts. I've got a massive list here, actually, of stuff that I still need to do. I need to put the fire alarms in the right place. They're on and they're working, but like, they're not in the right place. They're kind
of just on
the shelf.
Have you got them all in like a big pile in the corner, just like all shoved together?
The more that they're together, the more power they'll have to detect fires.
Yeah. It's like if you combine them together, then they actually detect more things other than CO2. They can detect like acid. I don't know why you'd need to detect acid in the
just
air,
in case. But... don't want any acid though.
No.
I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea with this. I need to sort out the burglar alarm. Now, no one try and rob my house, okay? I know you don't know where I live, but it works, and we set it all the time. But we need to set the zones a little bit better so that certain rooms don't set it off, because there's currently more rooms than we'd like setting it off. But when we're out, it's the entire house, but when we're not out, we don't want it to be like two of the upstairs rooms. Currently, it's only the bedroom. So there's that to do. And I want to change the passcode for it as well. It's not that it's like a bad passcode. It's just that like I'm pretty sure it's the same one that the previous owner had. So that's kind of... I just don't want them to know it as well. We've got to pick up all sorts of shit from our house. We've not moved all our stuff in yet. I could do with bringing some more studio lights and all my other junk. We've got to sort out the garden. We want to paint some of the walls. I need to get all the stuff to do that, like paint rollers, paint, the mixing box thing, some protective sheets. We're going to go for like a pastel green on some of the walls in the living room. And
pastel green?
I've just
got
a new desktop that matches the same colour of green that we'll be having in the living room. Very fancy.
Nice.
More on
Very
that a little
nice.
Bit later. We need to get a sofa. Currently we're sitting on camp chairs.
We've
got two camping chairs in the living room, and the TV is on the floor because I've not put it on the wall yet. We've just brought it and plugged it in. Now there's a bit of an escapade going on because we needed a washing machine for washing clothes.
Okay.
Ordered one, paid for it, got a decent deal on it, paid for installation as well, and it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit in the cab.
Nice.
So it's kind of just like in the middle of the kitchen.
Sick, dude. Cool.
They plugged it in and everything, so we can use it. But it's kind of like just poking out from the cabinets. So we might have to remove a radiator and kind of slot it in past that and put the radiator back on. Fucking hell, that sort of shit's a pain in the ass. I looked up how to change a radiator, like how to remove it off, see if I could do it myself. And this friendly auctioneman were like, it's really simple, don't worry about it. You do this, right, easy, do that, and then you do this, you put that there, you do this, and then you do this, and that, make sure you do that. And I'm thinking at this point, you just said it was fucking simple, mate. You said it was really simple, and now you've mentioned about 20 things that I have to do. So I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure our dad has a plumbing qualification. Have I got that right?
A plumbing... I don't know.
Ages ago when he was trying to set up his own business, I'm sure he was trying to get a plumbing qualification for it.
I can't remember.
I hope so, because I'm hoping he might just do it. I don't know. That's a bit of a pain in the ass. And then we need like an iron and something to iron clothes with. We've not got any wardrobes yet either, so like all our clothes are just on the floor. Other than that. I need to sort this echo out. We need to go to IKEA. I need another we need to get another microwave. We've already got one, but oh my God. It's crazy. It's absolutely wacky. But luckily, there's some positive stuff. I like the house. It's very nice having your own house and having your own freedom. I've got the entire house myself at the minute, so I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Nice.
But it's nice that my grandma lives like right across the road, and my auntie is my neighbour. So there's that. That's pretty cool. What do you think about that? Would you like? Is that something that you would like in your first house?
I don't know. I feel like I'd want family like a comfortable distance away. I'd want them to be close enough where if I needed them for anything, I know I could get to them like without it being too much of a hassle. But I'd want to be far enough away from family that them wanting to visit me would have to be like a thing for them. Like it'd be a whole, like they'd have to be like, oh, we're going through to Jordan's house instead of just being like, oh, Jordan lives down the street. I'll just call in because I could be doing some nasty shit in that house. Listen, if I'm getting a house all to myself, all of that free space to myself, I'll be doing some gross shit in that house when I'm alone. So I don't want family to just show up.
I've got a female to keep me in check, and she's been doing that a lot lately. You know what they're like. It's a joke. That's a joke. It's not true. That's a joke.
Stop injecting heroin into your eyeballs. You know,
it's stuff like the only bits that I've seen that's been a bit like frictiony with that I've just kind of just brushed past because it ends up not mattering when it comes to it. It's stuff like shopping, types of things that we buy. I just want to get the cheapest stuff because it's fine. Don't worry about it. She's not like that. She's quite wants to try and go for something that's healthier. So we have to get whole wheat bread. Then I wanted to get some salt in, and there was a massive, big old container of table salt for 30 pence. I'm thinking, perfect, I'll grab that. No, we have to spend £1 on something that's probably a fifth as big, but it's sea salt instead.
Get rid of the bitch.
And then when it comes to like slices of meat for sandwiches, she will spend like £2 on the pack of meat that has like 4 slices in. But when there's a pack of meat that's 70 pence and you get 15 slices, I'm like, please though, please. It's just so much better value. Come on, please.
Please, please, God.
But no, I can't win those fights. So it doesn't end up mattering too much anyway, but yeah, there's some of that that's been quite interesting.
I can't win those fights. I can't win those goddamn battles.
That's something we've done. I'm trying to think. So we came in on Friday, stayed over Saturday night. I stayed over on my own on Sunday. She tends to go back to her mum's house to work kind of half of the time, at least so far, which kind of works out all right. She's not particularly got an actual desk set up anywhere in here. So, and it would be so shit if we had both our desks in the same room. That would absolutely fucking suck. So that's not going to happen. But she's been working from the kitchen table sometimes. So I don't know. It's a little bit awkward with that. It's not a big house, you see. It's 2 bedrooms and the bedrooms aren't massive. Like the bedroom I'm in right now and recording this from is probably slightly smaller than the bedroom I previously had. Yeah. So you know what that means. And I was only just kind of fitting in like sleeping, clothes store and a desk setup. Whereas here I have to try and soundproof it, a bigger desk setup, a bed, wardrobes. It's a bit more difficult.
Yeah.
But I've not had any bills come out yet. I'm worried for that. Because they're all in my fucking name, aren't they? No, I set them up, so they're in my name, but yeah, there's that. I'm trying to think of what's the interesting bits. I think it'll probably be more interesting to see your kind of reaction to it. It's just a bit freaky. There's some stuff that you don't realise that kind of freaks you out a bit, and it probably wouldn't freak you out as much because you've moved a lot in your life, haven't you?
Yeah.
Whereas, as you know, I've been living in that one room for goddamn nearly 20 years at my parents' house. So that has been my, like, comfort room. It's like, I've always got that room. I've always got a bit of, like, solace in there and people don't bother me too much in there.
Yeah.
I've got it set up how I like and it's gone now. It's gone. Like I can walk back in there. Sometimes I have to drive back to my parents' house to pick stuff up, and as I'm driving back, I'll open the door and it feels like I'm coming home, but I know I'm not. And then I'll go upstairs to get stuff out of my bedroom, and I'll open it. It's like, oh fuck! Like, because like there's a lot that's gone, and like it's a bit like nowhere near how I want it, and it's like it feels really sad. It genuinely does. It's like, oh fuck, that's my room. It's gone. Yeah. That's been my like, ugh.
See, I honestly can't relate to that at all because of how much I've moved. I think we worked it out, me and my nan, the other day, that I've lived in 10 different houses, like, in my life. So I've moved house pretty much every other year.
See, out of what I can remember, before this, I've only lived in two.
Yeah. So I've just moved. I've lived everywhere. Like, I've never been settled. Apart from here at this house, because I spent a lot of time at this house, like, growing up, just having Nan watch me and stuff. Yeah. So I feel that at this house, but I've never really been attached to anywhere.
It'd be a bit like if your Nan and Grandad moved out and you were helping them move and you came and saw it with, like, barely any stuff in. It'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. This is like our space, and like someone else is going to be in here doing stuff and living, and it just feels a bit gross. Mostly because this doesn't feel like my space yet.
Yeah.
To be honest, having my setup helps a lot, but some, like you were saying about your Nan and Grandad's, I'm looking at my Grandma and Grandad's house right now, like just out the window. It's right there, I can see it. But what's been weird for me is my grandma's had COVID this whole time we've moved in. And bless her, she was so excited for us to move into this house. She's the one who spotted it out of a window. Oh, there's a for sale sign there. I'd love to have a quick look at it. And we've moved in finally, and she's got COVID, so she can't even go and see
God
us.
God damn it.
Bless her. She's
God
been more excited than us for it. and that's been really weird, kind of spending so much time right near my grandma's house. Because whenever I see her house, it's like, oh, I'm going in to visit her. That's the whole reason I'm over, like, around these parts. But not anymore, apparently, so that's kind of awkward. But on the setup front, I'm going to send you a couple pictures to react to, Judd. Okay. I'm going to send them on Discord. So
Discord?
Yeah. My desk. Okay. I think you know what it's like. In fact, you're worse for this than me. When you play online video games and you get angry at them, you smash your desk, okay? That's what you do.
Yes.
You smash it. You smash your mouse, you smash your desk, you throw your headset against the wall, you throw your controller. You do that more than I do.
I walk in the living room, I punch my nan in the face, you know. You know how it goes. Gamers.
Hashtag only gamer things.
Yeah.
Do you still do that?
A lot less than I used to. I've really calmed down when it comes to playing games.
I don't really do that. I flame people, but in like a really calm, disappointed manner. I might be like, my God, teammate, you are really bad at this. You really need to evaluate whether you should be playing ranked or not, or just hop off. Because that was absolutely awful. So just look at your life and just decide whether you need to, you know, slip a noose around your neck or something. I'll not be like, fuck, I'm fucking nervous, and smashing my desk or something. I don't do that anymore. I'm just like disappointed in the state of people nowadays.
Yeah.
But
I used to.
And I went through a stint where I was so desperate to get to master rank in Apex that if it pissed me off so much, I just punched the shit out of my desk. And it kind of bent in half a little bit. But I duct taped it together. I used Gorilla Tape to tape it together. And Gorilla Tape's fucking strong, and it worked for years. I had that desktop. I mean, it's right down there. I can see it right now. I've had that desktop taped together, like smashed like up, longer than it was just normal. But the thing is, in my last room, it was on a carpet, so the bottom of the legs kind of didn't move because the friction of the carpet stopped them moving around. it's laminate in here, so that doesn't happen. And so the legs could kind of move out a bit, and it was sagging in the middle so much. And it might have got damaged a little bit in transit as well. So I've just sent you, it's just sending now, what that looks like compared to what to my new desk. So I'm just going to get that up on here as well. So... just so people can see, this is what it used to look like.
It was a little bit bent. It was
sagging in the middle. You can even see I put like this big fluffy cushion underneath it so that if it did fall during the night or something like that, it had fallen something softer. Sorry for the people who are just listening to the audio version. I'll try and describe this a bit. But I also made sure that I didn't put too much weight on it. So my PlayStation's on the floor by the side. My PC, I just didn't even set up near it because I just didn't. Anything like that. And then the new setup, I got a new desktop that's slightly bigger. And if I'm being honest, the cable management still fucking sucks underneath the desk. But that's fine. I've now got three screens as well. Well, technically, overall, I've got like six screens. Because I've got my main monitor, I've got my left side monitor, I've got a monitor above me, I've got my works laptop to my right, I've got a tablet just underneath my main monitor, and I've got my phone as well. So all of those can be showing stuff. I've kind of pimped out my setup a bit, and not only have I done that, I obviously need to sound treat it and stuff like that, but I've got a new computer.
Ooh, nice.
It's a monster, Chut.
Is it a bit of a fucking beast?
Yes. let me send you a picture of it, just so you, because you don't fucking know about specs. In fact, I'll read the specs out for the people who do know specs, just so that I've got something to stall for while I find this image. So it's I got it pre-built. Now I know immediately. PC kind of extremists are going boo. Look, right, you little motherfucker, I've built about four or five computers in total already, so I know how to do it. I can do it. I built my last three computers. I built a computer for you before, Anta Judd, and but your latest is pre-built. The reason I bought pre-built is people who pre-build computers nowadays can get parts a little bit, basically, it basically works out as cheap because at the same price, because they can get parts slightly cheaper than other people can. So the parts in total are less for pre-builders. And then and it kind of evens out with the building cost. That makes sense? Yeah. Are we all keeping up? So it might cost, say, £200 more for a pre-built, but it makes sure it's done right, and it gives me the option to do it on finance. And I don't have to source all the parts and go through the pain of it while I'm moving into a new house. So, what do you think of that bad boy, Judd?
It looks very nice. That's what I'm going to say about that.
It's the last one they had. It's out of stock now. But it looks fucking good. I am not one for wanting a flash looking PC. I'm not bothered about RGB fans. If you're watching the video version of this, you're seeing that my computer has a shit ton of RGB fans on it. I'm seeing that. I'm not interested in RGB fans. I'm only bothered about the practicality of it. I want it to be cooled nicely. I want the components to run well. I want it to be powerful. But the thing is, if you're going for a high end of computer as I'm going for, it has to look like a fucking flashy gamer computer. They don't have them. They look plain. Yeah. So it's fucking sick, dude. Honestly, I'm streaming Apex in full set. Settings, 60 FPS on the stream, 144 FPS on Apex. Yeah. Just not a problem. Unless you're in, like, you know, when loads of explosions going off, the smoke going off, there's three people in front of you, you're firing your gun, then it dips maybe 20 FPS. But, like, it's pretty fucking good. Specs-wise, we're looking at AMD Ryzen 9 5900X. It's got 32 gigabytes of RAM, a 4 terabyte hard drive, and a 1 terabyte SSD. Now, for me, this is a big deal because I've never had an SSD. I've been running off the same like disk drive, like disk-based hard drive for years. Now, when I got it, it was a good disk-based hard drive, but things would open slowly. It took forever to open programs, whereas this, it opens shit lightning fast, and it's got a 3080 graphics card in it. Whew. Ooh, baby. Can we do a little comparison right now? Can you go to your...
I can. Yeah.
Windows Start menu settings. Yes. One sec.
Is it...
You're on Windows 10 system? And I'm on Windows 11, you see. It'll be system.
Ooh.
And then about, right at the bottom left of your kind of list.
Yes. Right, yes, it's all here.
So you've got... What's your processor?
I've got an AMD Ryzen 7 free... Do you say 370? Like 3700X? 3700X core processor. Installed RAM, 16 gigabytes, but I'm pretty sure I have...
you've got 16. 16 is not a small amount. It's just that my computer was £2,500, and that's a good deal. Like, there was other computers with the exact same specs that were 3,000 plus. It's just that I got a good deal on this. Yeah. So I fucking splashed out. I'm telling you, man, I'm fucking splashed out. So you've got a what? Ryzen 7, what? 3700X?
Yeah.
So, compare that to a Ryzen 9. And what's mine? Ryzen 9 5900X. So, I'm on a computer benchmarking score website. My processor is... between, it's 20% better than your processor.
Yeah.
Okay? Not a massive amount. I've got double the RAM, so there's that. Bear in mind, your computer's not that old and was actually pretty fucking good as well when you got it, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So your graphics card, I'm pretty certain, is a 2070. Am I right?
I'm pretty sure it's a 2070, yeah.
It might be a 2070 Ti.
No, it's a 2070 Ti.
Right. Can I be asked to compare these? No, I can't. So, basically, all that means is that mine's a generation better, and it's the step up as well.
Yeah.
So, obviously, a 2080 is the same generation, but... And anyway, there you go. I've got a new computer as well. It's fucking good. I'm really pleased with the computer. It looks sexy. I've never had a white case. It's got a white case, and it's got. Do you know what? Do you know how you know it's premium? Rather than having a clear plastic side panel, it's actual glass. It's a glass side panel.
Mine was as well. So you know you got good shit. That's a quality assurance.
Exactly. So that's new house. I've babbled on about new house stuff for half an hour. Judd, have you got any questions about new house stuff?
Yes, my nan says congratulations, by the way. She made sure I had to tell you that
nan
she says
is
congratulations.
So fucking sweet. She's the loveliest woman ever.
She said that she wanted to get you a congratulations card, but I said that you're not a card person, so
I'm not, but we have received about 4 or 5 cards, if I'm being honest. She commented on Facebook my mum posted a status and I shared it. And she said, congratulations from Dennis and Anne. We hope you have a wonderful life together in your new home.
Yeah.
Oh, so, honestly, she's like the fucking Pixar grandma.
All of them. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Even
like
the evil one.
No. You know, they're like the perfect grandmothers that you see in Pixar movies sometimes. That's what I'm telling you. She is. So next week you'll be coming round.
Yeah,
to podcast.
No, sorry, that was it. So you asked me like, have I got any questions? The only question I had was like, how happy are now that you're moved out? and that you're living in. I know you're not fully moved out, but now how happy that you are.
Well,
how happy are you, Jay? How are you feeling? How are you doing?
Currently, I would say I'm slightly less happy than I was, but I know that's very temporary. Like, very soon, that's not going to last long. But it's because there's loads to do. There's a lot of stress. I've got less money. Like, all of that's happened really quickly. Yeah. So it's not great immediately, but it takes time. And the amount worse that I am now is so minimal that when it's all sorted, I know it's going to be so much better. Like, I swear to God, you don't realize how much it affects me. The fact that I don't have to deal with that dog barking all the time at my mum's house, I swear to God, I was a bit worried because the next door neighbors have a big fucking great fucking German Shepherd. And it's young as well. It's not old. It's like, it's young. It's not even a year old. So it's going to be there for fucking 20 fucking years. So, but it doesn't bark very often. It really doesn't. Sometimes I hear it bark, but it's a lot more muffled. It's not in the same house or anything, so...
Yeah.
Overall, currently, not as happy as I was, but, like, it's very temporary. And there's certain things that, like, weirdly, personally, it feels like it gives life a bit more meaning. I feel a bit more hopeful. And I'm not fully sure why. I think it's just because there's something really kind of important to work towards of making the house like as nice as we can and getting it all sorted and getting used to it. So it's nice, you know, it's really nice. I think I would recommend it for you at some point, you know, not very soon.
What, moving out?
Seriously, I think that,
I know
you get your car's pretty much sorted now. You need to make sure you've done that test that you're revising for, and you were gonna be doing like an apprenticeship with some plaster or something, weren't you, to make sure you're earning a bit more?
The plan was to at some point do learn a trade with a group, and then after a couple of years training, go on to be like a full time thing. So it wouldn't be for a couple of years because my wages take a huge dip. I think I go from earning about like 300 and something a week to earning like 200 a week.
When you're training, you take a dip.
Yeah.
But when you pass, you can get quite a bit more, though, right?
When you pass, you're making like about pretty much like a grand a week, essentially.
That's a big yikes. Just recognize if that actually happens, realize how unfair that is. You better realize that. Okay?
You just haven't got the muscles like me to work on a constriction.
What is a bit ironic is, I in theory, I should be better at that job than you as well, but I wouldn't be. It's the people skills that make me worse at it.
The roads we travel, eh?
Oh, God. I'm hoping I'll get a pay rise soon anyway, because I've been working my ass off at work, and I've been doing more than I really should be doing, so... Hopefully, who knows? But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm excited for Stranger Things coming out. I think it's this weekend as of recording this. Because we're gonna, you know, we're gonna make a blanket fort because we ain't got a sofa. Gonna make a blanket fort and watch that on the TV that's on the floor. It's quite nice. I need to make myself some food later as well because I have to do that shit now. You know, you get to live there with like a lovely grandma making your meals. Yeah. I have to fucking go downstairs and put my own microwave meal in the microwave.
A lovely grandma-esque character, yes, I have one of those. So,
yeah,
I don't know why I described her like that.
you know our dad. We've got a dad, right?
We have got a dad sometimes.
Yeah. I was scared he disowned me a bit, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Because the last time I communicated with him was telling him, I can't come to watch this show because you, Judd, had COVID and I can't be around someone who's knowingly got COVID because I have to work in a hospital. That's the last time I communicated with him. How long ago was that? That was a long time ago. That was a while ago. Surely.
Yeah, that was like a month or maybe even 2 months.
We mentioned it on the podcast, so people can do the research for us.
Maybe about a month, yeah.
But I tried contacting him, and he didn't congratulate me on moving in. He didn't, like, ask me how it's going. He didn't do anything. When we moved in yesterday, I rung him to try and... because I thought, oh, he might want, like, me to do a video call and show him around the house.
Yeah.
Didn't answer at all.
Right.
And then I called him earlier today, and he hung up straight away. I'm thinking, fuck, this is actually falling out on me. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But turns out, no, he rung me back and I showed him round. I think he's going to come round at some point next weekend to try and help us with that plumbing issue. But
yeah.
That was a weird one. I don't know. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think. I felt like this entire podcast would easily be taken up with moving house stuff and all the pains of that and all of that sort of thing. But I just can't think of... it's really hard to think of it all because there's so much that's gone on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll update you more as... I mean, I've got half a podcast out of it. Maybe I'll update you more as more little things that I realise come up with it. And obviously next podcast, you'll be able to comment on what the house is like and all of that. And... yeah, living in, moving out for the first time. I thought I'd feel more like a kid pretending to own a house, but I honestly don't. I feel like this has been a long time coming for me.
I felt a lot like that when I first started driving. You know, when I first got on the road. I was like, this isn't real. I'm faking this. I felt like I needed to like put down the window and like hang my head out the window and go, help! I shouldn't be doing this. I should be driving. It's like legally I'm allowed, but I shouldn't be.
That's just true though. That's legally like you probably shouldn't be doing that.
I've got it all here. I've got all the qualifications, but listen, I should not be in this.
Why has someone allowed me to do this? This is bad. No, I know what you mean, but that's because it's. I don't know. I don't know what it is about that. I think the thing with I think that's because it's a different new thing that you've been practicing for a while. With owning a house, a lot of it is stuff that you have done before, which I didn't expect, actually. There's some stuff that you haven't, like organising bills and council tax and all of that stuff, ordering a washing machine. I thought that would feel different. It was just like going on Amazon. It was no different. I went on PC World, I added it to Basket, and pressed yes, please. It's not that different to a... You know, especially if you're an adult, if you've been an adult living in your parents' house for a little while.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the time, at least around where we live, people we know, it might be different in different cultures or whatever, you get a lot of freedom as an adult living with your parents anyway. So it wasn't that dissimilar from that, I don't think. Yeah, a lot of it feels all right. Another thing with my house is my... my stepdad, who I lived with, is kind of useless when it comes to a lot of like DIY stuff and a lot of like manly things. So I did a lot of the like DIY organizing internet. If the internet was like broken and had gone down, I had to call BT, you know, all of that sort of thing. So I was kind of used to doing some of that as well. What do you think you're going to be like when it comes to that sort of thing, Jud?
You know, I think I'll be pretty all right, to be honest. I've had like a few weeks where it's just been me, and I'm a good cook. I think I'm a good cook. I can cook. I can clean. I think I'm gonna.
A good cook.
No, I can't.
I can cook. What can you cook? There's not enough things that you like that you could
fry
cook.
I can fry up some bacon.
That's the first meal I had in the house, actually. We got some
pan. There you go.
And I fried some bacon and that shit.
I'm good. I know I'm not hopeless. Like I can make stuff. I know how to work
and
often.
Could you make a stir fry?
I'm sure if I like had I couldn't do one now, but I'm sure if I like had the recipe up, I reckon I could do a stir fry.
Jud be like, I can stir and fry, so
yeah. So it's like the thing is, I'm not completely hopeless. It's like I'm not going to look at an oven and start going, I know how to work an oven. So I honestly think I'd be just fine.
Honestly, cooking's not the worst bit when it comes to trying to do adult stuff.
Yeah.
It's like organizing and just thinking about shit, just preoccupying your brain with stuff. Like I said, yeah. I've got this massive list of shit I need to do. And I've just waved it at the camera and realised it does not look big because it's on one sheet of paper, but it's complicated. And it's all the responsibility and thinking about it and organising it, because you can't make many mistakes because it's so important. A mistake you make might cost you £500, you know?
Yeah.
So it's difficult in that respect. I don't know. If anyone's got any questions or interest in me moving house or whatever... Or buying a first house in the UK, who knows? Tweet at Tweets, by the way, let us know.
Buying the first house in the UK ever.
Yeah, I've bought my first house in the...
Buying the first house in the UK.
By the way, you can get the video version of this podcast on our YouTube channel, the Streams Badly YouTube channel, or you can catch it live, the video version, on Twitch, twitch.tv/streamsbadly, and all good audio streaming platforms has the audio version, such as Spotify. Other than that, Judd, what have you been up to?
No, I've been up to naught again. I was thinking about this earlier, and like all the interesting shit happens next month for me. So like I got to download next month.
Wow, that'll be good. That'll take up an entire podcast.
Don't do any drugs. I don't want to, actually, because the thing is it's my first ever time doing a festival. I want to experience it all like properly. Yeah. I don't like the idea of doing particular substances and then waking up in a field. That surely can't feel good.
It's like when we went to Leeds Fest and the first two nights we were like, oh, you know, we were trying to get drunk and I were drinking like sherry out of a pint glass. Which, if you know how strong sherry is, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, we're like, this is shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to be out of your mind. You want to listen to the music. You might want a few, enough to be a bit relaxed, but not so much that you're going to start needing to piss every 2 minutes, because that's a massive problem. Because you can't sit and watch an half an hour set because you need to piss the whole time. And then there's drugs as well, and that's fucking a different story. You'll just never even remember any of it, so... Honestly, it's not even worth it.
I was thinking that, to be honest. I was thinking this. I don't see any point in doing anything like that.
The people who do drugs at a festival haven't gone to the festival for music. They've gone to the festival to be able to get away with doing a shit ton of drugs, because normally when they're at home, either typically the parents or there's some reason why they couldn't do that many drugs and they're obsessed with doing them for some reason. It's shit. Just don't do it. Yeah, go to a festival for the festival.
Yes, that was the plan. That was the plan anyway.
Do you want to describe what Download Festival is for people who don't know it? I think it's a UK exclusive festival, isn't it?
Yeah, so Download Festival is a festival that takes place in the UK, and I'm pretty sure it's just metal. It's like a metal-only sort of festival. And that's pretty much as far as I can take you on that, because I've never been. I've never even been to any festival before.
Yeah, you've never been to a festival before.
I've never been to any festival before.
What's my biggest festival tips? The main. Do you know what the biggest thing I think is to have that's the biggest influence on having a good time? It's picking a sweet spot for camping. So you're camping, right? Are you going with friends?
I think it's just me and Sam are going. Sam's been to a lot of these before. Like, I think this is his sixth one. So he's done a lot.
What tent have you got? Do you know? Have you organised a tent yet?
We're going shopping this weekend. We're going doing a big like shop at Decathlon.
Okay, so my recommendation is, you know how it like they recommend that it's like a two-man, four-man or whatever, you know, a certain man tent.
Yeah.
Double the amount of people you've got.
Like a four-man thing then.
Yeah. A two-man tent, I promise you, it's not enough. Me and my friend Dan stayed in a two-man tent at a festival once. And fuck me, we were squashed together right next to each other. Holy shit. It was, honestly, you need a bigger tent than you think. Four-man tent, you will need a four-man tent. Now, the other thing is, you need to figure out the sweet spot, between close to the festival and the acts, but far enough away so that you're not kept up all night. Now, you probably will be kept up all night anyway, but you can kind of, you know, dampen that a bit. When I went to Leeds Fest, there was literally people sitting in trees above our tent, just shouting all night. So there was no, it was hopeless at Leeds Fest. I imagine Download will be pretty similar, but you know, a sweet spot of where your camp is nice.
I think that Download actually will be better for stuff like that than an event like Leeds Fest, because I feel like metal has more of a community around it than sort of the stuff they play at Leeds Fest. Because what's at Leeds Fest? Is it like chart stuff?
It's 16-year-olds doing a shit ton of drugs is what's at Leeds
Fest.
It's most popular festival scene stuff. So it's not necessarily chart stuff, but a lot of chats, like Post Malone and Stormzy were some of the headline acts when I went.
Like you say, it's for stuff like that, it's like 16-year-olds are going somewhere so they can do drugs is the thing, whereas metal has a much bigger sort of community base around it, even if it's not for like
it's
a particular band.
They want to take it more extreme because it's metal and, you know, that's what they like, or if they're more just friendly. And I can imagine, because it's metal, that's a genre of music that if you're into it, you're into the music. You want to listen to the music. Yeah. So I think you'll probably end up with more people wanting to listen to the music. But
That's
where
your
camp is.
So.
And another one is toilets. They're going to be awful. They're going to be shitty. bring toilet paper. Plenty of it. Make sure it doesn't get wet. What are some other tips that I have? Padlocks on your tent are pretty good. Some little padlocks.
Yeah.
Just don't bring much that's worth stealing anyway. You know, there's just no point.
That's fair.
And other than that, I don't know. Expect it to cost a lot. Like not only tickets, talking like £20 per meal.
I'm taking £200 with me to spend there, like as a
ideally, you would bring your own booze. I don't know if they allow you to bring your own alcohol in there.
Well, Sam has told me that he is planning to bring in 32 cans of booze and a bottle of rum. So I should think that you know,
that's
not
as much as you'd expect, you know.
No, I know, but I'm saying for like bringing booze in, you're either allowed to bring booze in, or Sam is very good at hiding booze on it.
Okay, fair enough. But if you can bring booze in, typically at Leeds Fest, I think what it was. There's certain containers that aren't allowed, so we had to put alcohol in plastic containers because cans are a little bit too sharp. Glass is not allowed because you can fucking kill people with it when you're on all your drugs. So if he's going to do that, I mean, I don't know how he's going to get 32 cans of something in there if cans aren't allowed. They might be allowed to download. I don't know. I think you'd be better bringing spirits in plastic bottles. So buy a bottle of vodka or rum or whatever and pour it into an empty plastic bottle instead. That's something. Plus, it takes up less room. You know, if you've got spirits, it's less alcohol. It's less, like, liquid. So that's a good thing. And then you can, you know, have your alcohol before you go in there so that you don't have to queue and spend much. Plus, you don't want to drink that much anyway, realistically. So I don't know. That's my advice on that, and I look forward to hearing that. Are you doing it? You doing some more stuff in the upcoming months?
Yeah. So the other thing you'll not care so much about, but essentially what it is this year marks the 10th year of me being into Warhammer 40k. Like being part of the sort of community, so I'm like revisiting my first army that I like played in Warhammer, and their army gets like a big sort of update next month. So that's like another huge thing for me, is like this huge sort of Warhammer project that I'm going to be doing, basically revamping the first army that I ever had and got into the hobby with. So that's another big thing for me. The other big thing that's happening in next month is Do you know who your favourite Martian is?
I do not.
Do you know who that is?
I do not.
That's Ray William Johnson's band, of all people.
You're going to see that band, aren't you, Jed?
No. So basically, that would have been fantastic. But he had this like animated cartoon band, and they did stuff. And I think it was like 2010 or maybe to like 2012 or 2013. And then the company that like I think were either promoting the band or like owned the band like really or something like had a disagreement with Ray William Johnson, because this isn't much of a surprise, but Ray William Johnson is a very disagreeable person, so they had like this big sort of like thing with their contract. But Ray instead of like working anything out with the company over this minor disagreement went on to the YouTube channel, and he like plastered all over the YouTube channel. He like took off the name and everything, and he what did it call it? He called it "This Project Is Retired" in big caps lock letters, because he had like a big hissy fit, and they disappeared for I think like 8 years or something.
This is some shit I would do.
And
I would snap and do this shit.
and now they're coming back, but the thing is, he's changed the title from "This Project Is Retired" to "This Project Is Reborn." Like, yeah, Ray,
coming
back with a vengeance.
Good God, does he realize how cringy is though?
I don't know, because it's like. I don't know. He just feels like that kind of person. I saw he put out like Sam linked me this as well. It was like a Facebook video of him reacting to this fucking video with Kermit the Frog in, and it was literally just like being in 2008 again with the fucking Equals 3. So I don't know if he knows he's like cringy or he's a meme or anything. I genuinely think he just thinks, you know, I'm making good content here.
Maybe. He has done pretty well on TikTok, I've seen, I think, recently.
Yeah.
So there's that, but I don't know, man. Speaking of cringe, though.
Yeah.
Our YouTube channel recently scheduled an upload called Ego Raptor Cringe, where we were reacting to the kind of lead-up fight to the Creator Clash.
Yeah.
Lead-up video to Creator Clash thingy. And out of nowhere, it was published 3 days ago, 221 views, which is a lot for us. It's got two likes, but one dislike. But that got a lot. I was surprised at that. But,
yeah.
Oh my God, did we milk the Creator Clash? Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Honestly, we've got about 2,000 views of our videos on that, which is by far more than we have total on non-Creator Clash videos. I thought, I knew they would do pretty well, but I didn't expect them to do that well.
Yeah.
But the response to them has not been fully positive. Now,
nice.
I kind of messed up, and the audio from the fights was too loud on all of them.
Yeah.
But when I was listening to it, it's like you can kind of hear what we're saying. So I think we're fine. You can mostly hear what we're saying. But the thing is, my family went to bed, and we had to be quieter later on in the videos.
Yeah.
And so the the later on the videos are, the more dislikes I've got. People can't fucking hear what we're saying because we get drunker and quieter. So the Michael Reeves video that's got the most views at 775 has 5 likes and 8 dislikes.
Yeah.
But it's like, the first comment on it was, "Are you speaking English?" And I was like, "Yes," on the reply comment I put, "Yes?" question mark. And then the response that was, "Okay, I'll listen more carefully."
Alright,
cool. And then, next comment, "Bro, what language are you speaking?" And then I replied with, "English?" What? At this point, I was sus. I was like, how do these people not realise they're speaking fucking English? Are they alright? What's going on?
Yeah.
Then the last comment from Thunder908 was, "You are both so drunk that this was too painful to even watch. Not to mention your buddy never shuts up and misses most of the fight just because he's too busy running his mouth."
I don't know which buddy it is. I'm too busy at running my mouth.
I think so. I don't know. We had fun. Haha, thanks for watching.
Nice.
So I don't fucking care. Yeah, we had fun. It don't matter. It's got fucking 700 and something views. I mean, 5 people liked it, so it can't be that bad. Do you know when I read a negative comment out about, like, to you, I'm guessing you just don't give a shit.
I mean, I don't care. It's not even my YouTube channel, so I don't...
Well, it is. If we make any money on it, you get half of it.
Is it a separate YouTube channel to the... or is it on your one?
No, it's the Streams Badly one. The Streams Badly
one. Okay, all right. Yeah, no, I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
And I think that's something to be proud of. Like, someone says, I'm like, ha, lol. It reminds me of that meme that's like, such and such go brr, you know? It's like, streams badly react, go brr.
Yeah.
You know? I just don't fucking care. It's really good. You should go and subscribe there. We've got a lot of scheduled uploads. There's some funny little random out of context clips. There's some reacting to stuff. Judd ranks Borderlands characters and all sorts of stuff.
All sorts of interesting content for you on there.
Judy Buddy 567, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You, as far as I know, your homework between podcasts this week was going to be to watch the new Doctor Strange movie.
Ah, right. Was that my homework?
No, but you said you were going to. Did you go watch it?
No, I didn't get another chance to go see it. I haven't had another opportunity to go see it.
I thought you booked tickets to go see it. Oh.
No.
Well, never mind. You got any freaks? Any freak of the week?
I did watch something. What did I watch? I watched the new season of Love, Death and Robots. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I think maybe that'll be next on my list of things to watch. I've just finished watching My Name is Earl. So,
It has both my favourite Love, Death and Robots episode so far, and my worst Love, Death and Robots episode so far. So,
do you think you want to change your score for it?
Nah, because I mean, it had both an absolute banger and an absolute shitter. So I feel like it just sort of evened itself out, really. So I think just leave it as it is.
Okay, do you want to know what your score was? You gave it 80.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think it's fine. I think that's fine staying at an 80, yeah.
Something I watched while kind of drunk, while putting a desk together, that I don't really remember that much, I'm going to be honest, is, do you know the movie Bubble Boy?
No.
It's an old movie. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal stars as this fucking Bubble Boy.
What's a Bubble Boy? You can't just say, "Oh, he stars as this fucking Bubble Boy."
Oh, you don't know what a Bubble Boy is? Are you kidding me? It's this kid who's been told if he gets any germs, he will die. He's got no immune system.
Oh, so he lives in a bubble forever. Yeah. Okay,
but it's like a comedy, and it's a bit of like a teen comedy, and I give it a 56. I was kind of enjoying it, but it got very kind of nothing towards the end, so.
Yeah.
It's better than Doctor Strange, I'll give you that.
Cool.
Anyway, have we got anything else? Is that it for this podcast? I thought this was going to be jam-packed. I thought I was going to be blabbering on about all sorts of house shit. Thought it was going to be really interesting, but turns out, no. I mean, I'm in a new place. I'm drinking Ukrainian support beer. You seen this in the shelves?
I'm freakless. I'm definitely freakless.
Have you seen this beer though? You seen that beer on the shelves?
It's like, no, I haven't.
You buy the beer, you drink it, and the profits go to Ukraine support relief.
I have not seen that though. No, I've not.
I mean, what an excuse to drink, am I right? it's working pretty well.
If you're gonna have two cases of it already.
I don't know. Okay, cool. Podcast, that's it then. I've been playing Apex quite a bit, as much as I can. I'm doing quite well on it. New rank system. It's really hard.
Nice.
It's quite fun.
Moved house.
Have you downloaded
Apex
yet, by the way? I've played Apex once because earlier in the stream, because I've not had time. Download it. Let's play. Come on.
Okay. I'll set it going tonight.
Okay.
That's okay. It.
That's the nice. Podcast. If you're listening to the end bit of this podcast, say these words out loud right now, I dare you. My goose is gone. Say it like that. Go on.
Yeah, you have to say it like that, no matter where you are.
Out loud.
Get really loud. Really actually sad about it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like
and make
sad.
Sure people
get
hear you if they can.
Really sad, like horrifically sad.
Yeah, yeah. Give us an example. Do it.
Oh my goose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Bye.
Like that.